the Game Changer Real Estate Podcast, where we help agents get their first five deals.
I'm Jennifer Henry, and I am the host for your Game Changer Real Estate Podcast. We've spent the last few episodes, eight to be exact, really delving into what we call our game rules. These are our rules of engagement in the game of real estate. If you're going to do this, you better do it right if you want to have a sustainable career in this industry. And now we are going to talk about game rule number nine, which is be a limited edition. I really love this one because it gives us the opportunity to really take a deep look at ourselves and who we are in this industry outside of just a real estate agent. This is the game rule that says you are more than a license. I'm in the state of Florida. I hope that I'm more than a realtor or a broker because that's what the state of Florida says that I am. And also, there are 12,000 other ones here in my local board that have the same license. And so really, how special is that? You know, and so when people ask me what I am, if all I am is a broker or all I am is an agent, a real estate or a realtor even, they're really, I mean, granted, we know what that means. We know how important that is. We know what we went through to be here. But man, it just doesn't say a whole lot that differentiates me from my colleagues, from my competition, from the other 11,900 people that are doing this. So here at Game Changer, we have a class called Your Unique Shade of Blue. And the reason I wrote this class and deliver this class is because if we want customers to choose us, if we really want to stand out from our competition, whatever that competition may be, we have got to learn how to articulate our value. And our value, by the way, is not just what we do for the customer. For example, I do drone photography. Not that I necessarily do, but if that's your unique value, you know, I don't know. Yeah, okay, that's cool. You do drone photography. That's great. But so do a bunch of other people. So maybe you advertise in a certain kind of way, or maybe you do market statistics every month for your people. Like, those are value items. Those are value adds. Yes. Yes, you're a real estate agent. You have a magic key that opens all the doors. Okay, I get it. So, but again, I say those are all characteristics and value adds that many, many, many real estate agents can also say they have, if not all of them. So what do you do to stand apart that no one else can touch? What is it that says, choose me because I can offer you something no one else can offer you? What is that thing? Well, my friends, it's you being a limited edition. I have a Stanley cup that my daughter-in-law got for me. It is blue and purple and green, and it's kind of a, looks like inky water. It's beautiful. It almost looks a little bit like marble. And everywhere I take this cup, people note that it's so pretty. And at the time of this recording, by the way, just for posterity's sake, Stanley cups are all the rage. All right. So however old this podcast is, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google Stanley cups 2024. All right. And you'll see what I'm talking about. But this is a limited edition cup. I didn't even know it. When my daughter-in-law bought me this cup for Christmas last year, I just thought, wow, what a pretty cup. It's the size I want. It's functional. It works for me. I didn't even know what a limited edition it was. But I have had more than one person, many people, stop me and tell me and comment on my Stanley cup. And multiple people have said that it's a limited edition. They knew that it was. Multiple people have even said, make sure you don't leave that anywhere because it could get stolen. I'm like, oh my gosh, are we really at a point now where we steal cups? But I say all this to make a point. This cup is a unique cup that you can't get very many of them, evidently. And because of that, more people want it. Scarcity and limited edition is always what drives humanity to want more. You tell someone they can't have it, it's what they want most. So why don't we do that with who we are as it relates to ourselves in this career field? What I mean by that is there are aspects of you that make you not a limited edition. They make you a solo edition. There is no one on this planet like you. That is so incredible and amazing if you really stop and think about it. When a customer chooses you, they are not choosing your license. They are not choosing you because you're part of a brokerage. They are not choosing you because you're part of a certain board. They are choosing you because your values, your personality, and who your experience, your skills transference, all of these things translate to value that only you can package and deliver in the unique way that you do. So I believe there are a couple of things, multiple things that make up your limited edition offering. Here they are. Number one, your personality, your behavior style. I use the DISC assessment to help our agents understand their personality style. I do this so that not only they understand their personality, but they understand other people's personality so that they can show up how other people need them to be and meet people where they are emotionally, instead of ramrodding the show with their personality. So it is about adapting your language so that people can understand you and you can meet them where they're at. So number one is your personality, your behavior style. Again, the DISC, D-I-S-C profile is what I use. So if you want to Google that, I won't spend a lot of time on this episode, but you can definitely Google that, do your DISC profile to understand your behavior personality style. The second thing that makes you extremely unique is a next layer deep, is your strengths. Now, I use this Gallup Strength Finders assessment for this, and I have our agents do their top five strengths, which we call your superpowers. And if you do this assessment, you read the reports, it is amazing to understand yourself at a different level when it comes to your strengths. I could spend an entire podcast just talking about this. In fact, I think I have done that in a previous episode. So you might want to go back and listen for that. But your unique superpowers or your strengths, these are the things that people say you're good at, all right? And every single one of you listening has things you're good at, and they all can show up in a very powerful way in a real estate career. Just because they're not related to real estate doesn't mean they're not going to help you in your career. They absolutely will. But what you have to do is take your strengths and package them in a way that the consumer understands why those strengths benefit the consumer. Okay. So I'll give you a couple of examples. My top five strengths I share as superpowers when I'm in an appointment with an agent, or even if I'm in an appointment with a customer back when I used to sell. And, you know, I can tell them, the customer, hey, my superpowers are communication, futuristic, strategic, responsibility, and activator. Those are my top five strengths according to my assessment. But the consumer doesn't care. They don't know what any of that really means. Unless I say, so Mr. Consumer or Mrs. Consumer, here are my top five strengths and here's how I put them to play to work for you on a regular basis. My communication skills help me stay connected and communicate well, because communication is the number one strength that I have that's going to help us get this deal closed. Futuristic and strategic are two strengths that I use to help us navigate difficult situations and help project how we can move forward with strategies and problem solving. My responsibility strength always makes sure that I do what I say I'm going to do. And that really benefits customers, because there's a lot of people that don't do what they say they're going to do. And in a situation with something as important as the greatest asset you'll ever purchase, you want someone that has a high responsibility. Activator is another strength of mine that helps other people get into action to get things done. We are going to have 30 to 45 days of working on a transaction together. Well, I will need to make sure everything stays in active motion. And that is how I use my strength to make sure that this transaction keeps moving forward. Guys, I just did that off the cuff. My point of all of this is, when you articulate what's in it for the consumer, they understand your superpowers benefit them. But hey, listen, you have to start by knowing your superpowers. All right. So Clifton Gallup Strength Finders assessment is the second thing. We've got your personality, behavior style is one of your unique traits. We have your Strength Finders assessment, which is your unique traits. And then we have your values. Your values are what you live by. All right. These are the things that are your mantras, your mottos, your just the things that are really important to you. These are your filter by which you make decisions. And if you, again, for the sake of this podcast, I don't spend an hour on this here, but I could go back and listen. I have another episode where I talk about your values and how these play in, and what customers are listening for in their values is whether or not they align with their own. So Google it. What are common human values? Choose 5, 6, however, 10 of them that resonate with you. Make sure you share those with the customer. My values are little power statements. I have little quotes that I like that I share with people that I'm actively in a process of selling a service to. And so I really want them to understand what I'm about and what dictates my life. Those are my values. And then we have another trait, another piece of you that makes you unique is your skills experience. This is your background. Okay. This is your resume, if you will. This is what experience have you gained through your other careers, your other ventures, your other certifications, your other designations, your education, even being a parent. I mean, it is important that people understand if you've got 5 kids, the skill set that you have developed from that will absolutely transcend into real estate. So what are your transferable skills? What are the things you've learned in your careers, in your maybe your first chosen career path that you learned that now translates to a real estate career? Make sure, again, that the customer understands how these skills, how you use them every day in their real estate transaction. So if you have secretarial skills, administrative skills, organizational skills, time management skills, people skills, wherever you have developed yourself outside of real estate through volunteer, education, or work-related things, make sure you've documented that and that the customer understands what's in it for them because you're bringing those skills to the table. Last but not least, if you're really putting together a full limited edition package showing you what you are, you would write a bio. And this bio ties it all together and says, here's who I am, here's what I do, here's why I love it, and here's what's in it for you. Now, I just did all that super high level. You can dive a lot deeper into each one of those and really understand them and present them to the customer in a different way. What I like to do and what I do with our agents here is we create what's called a real estate resume. It includes all of these points on an infographic type resume, so that the customer at one look can see this person is a limited edition and this is what makes them unique. There is no one on this planet that has your exact personality, your exact strengths, your exact values, and your exact skills that writes your exact bio that could deliver something to today's consumer the way you would. And the only thing standing between you and the customer knowing that is you telling the customer, this is who I am. Instead of showing up with, oh, this is my sales volume and this is what my brokerage does. Those are all things that are great. Those can be part of the story, but that is not what makes you a limited edition. That makes you a realtor. And that is, yes, very special. And yes, that is what gives you the licensure to do what you do. But my friends, please choose to stand apart by showcasing the things that make you so incredibly you. And when you do that, no one can touch it. Now, again, everything has to tie back to what's in it for the consumer. It isn't about saying, oh, here's me and all my shiny objects and oh, look how wonderful I am and oh, aren't I great? No, it's about saying, here's what I am, here's what I do, and here's how it benefits you. That's the messaging. So be a limited edition is our game rule number 9. It is important that you fight the urge to blend in. It is important that you fight the urge to look to your right and your left and see what other people are doing and want to copycat. Again, do it, but do it with your own flavor. Do it with your own style. Do it with your own real estate resume in hand that says, here's who I am and here's who I can be for you, Mr. and Mrs. Customer. We have our 10 affirmations around the Be a Limited Edition, and I'm going to read them to you now. Here they are. I am aware that I am alive for a reason. I was born an original and I won't die a copy. My uniqueness is my superpower. I celebrate everything that makes me me. Not everyone is my people. I set myself apart by knowing, growing, and sharing my unique value. To make a difference, I dare to be different. I will not compare my insides to other people's outsides. I am not here by accident, and I respect the gift of my life. Within me is everything I need. Game rule number 9, be a limited edition. No one else is out there is like you. You are amazing. You are wonderful. Go live that out and make sure that your business reflects how absolutely wonderfully unique and limited you are.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out our library of great resources for you at GameChangerRealty.com.